Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Adam Silverstein. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Leila Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Dear Chashev Aleim Dei Daf Hayomi, there are only a few days left to join Shas Illuminated's 2018 raffle campaign. We hope you are benefiting from the shiurim. Each shiur costs $250 to produce, and Shas Illuminated runs on your generous donations. So please join our raffle campaign today. Every donation, big or small, are greatly appreciated. To join the raffle or for more details, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or visit shasilluminated.org. Thank you, and may we be zocha, be'ez Hashem, to finish Shas together.
The Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. And on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara is darshaning that this, that tefillin has to go on the yad, has to be the left hand. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Yadcha, zu smol. In fact, the Gemara, how do you know that smol is yamin? So the Gemara brings three psukim that say yad, and then they say yamin to refer to the right hand. So you see that the stam loshen of yad is referring to the left, is referring to the small. Then the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yossi HaChayrim holds, asks, that you see that Yamin is called the Yad. So the Gemara answers, and then the Gemara says, Vayter, Reb Nosson Eme Eine Tzarech, Hare Yoyim Ukshartim Uksavtim, Maksiva B'Yamin, Af Kshira B'Yamin. There's a hekesh between Kshira and Ksiva, just like you write with your right hand, you have to be kosher with your right hand. V'kivin the kshiru b'yamin, hanocha b'smol. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi HaChayrim will learn out hanocha b'smol from the drasha of Reb Nosson. So that means that even if you don't hold of the first drashas of Yadcha, that every time it says Yad in the Torah, it's smol, you could still learn out of Ukshartu Muksavta. Rav Ashi learns out from Yadcha, it says in Parshas V'hoyu Kiviyachu, it says Yadcha Yud Dalet Chof Hei Ksiv Behei and Yudarshan Keya. Keya is, either Rashi says it's either from the Lashon Nekeva or because the word Yadcha is Mashma Yad Keya. So you'll have to put the tefillin on your weaker hand, and that's how you know you'll have to put it on B'smo. Then the Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Iter Miniach Tefillin B'yaminoi Shu smoylai. A left, he puts on tefillin on his right hand, because his right hand is his smol, means the hand that's on his right side, that we look at as his right hand, that's his smol, because since he does things the other way around, so that's called his smol, just like everyone else puts on their left hand, so he puts on his right hand. You don't go with his left, which is really the true right. You go with the left, which is really the left. Dehainu smoyle kol adam. Amar Abaye kitanya hi b'shoyle b'shtei yodav. So it comes out that a shoyle b'shtei yodav puts tefillin on his left hand, like a righty. Masha enkin, a lefty, an iter, would put tefillin on his personal right hand. Now the Gemara said in the drasha of Ukshartu Muksavta, Maksiva b'yamin af kshira b'yamin. Just like you write with your right hand, you have to be kosher with your left hand, and that's a rai that you put tefillin. Just like you're kosher with your right hand, you have to write with your. Just like you write with your right hand, you're kosher with your right hand, is a rai that you have to put tefillin on your left hand. So how do you know that you write with your right hand? We're saying Maksiva b'yamin af kshira b'yamin. And how do you know that ksiva is b'yamin? Zokt Rashi, kishekoisven ha-mezuzah b'yamin, deroiv b'nei odom koisven b'yamin. Af kshiro nami, ovad kesher b'yamin. Umi de kesher b'yamin, michlal hanocha b'smol. De'i hanocha al yamin, shuv en yochel kosher b'yamin. So Rashi says that the key is, deroiv b'nei odom koisven b'yamin. And Mamela, we see that Ksivas be a min. And once Ksivas be a min, so Kshira has to be a min, And that's a raya that Hanocha is b'smol. So you can learn Rashi one of two ways. You could learn Rashi that Rashi means that whatever hand you learn out from the pasuk that ukshartom uksavtom ma ksiva af kshira, whatever hand you're kosev with, that's the hand you have to be kosher with. So if you're kosev with your yamin, then you have to be kosher be yamin, you put tefillin on the small. But if you would be kosev b'small, then you vayter, you would be kosher b'small, and you would put tefillin on your yamin. That's the way you could learn the drasha of the Gemara. Oy bazoi, so why does Rashi say roiv b'nei adam? It's how do you know you're kosher b'yamin? How do you know you're right b'yamin? Oy bazoi, the Teretz is, it doesn't mean you're right b'yamin. It just means that whatever hand you write with, you have to be kosher with. So, what's up is roiv b'nei adam. So Rashi's saying that roiv b'nei adam means that why did the Gemara name on yamin? The Teretz is because roiv b'nei adam are kosher b'yamin. The Mordechai, he brings Rashi. The Mordechai brings Rashi, and the Mordechai says, "Umiu Rashi zal gabi ksivus mezuzah perish da roiv ba'olim koi ve'einu toli b'yaminu small didei." The Mordechai learned Rashi that since roiv people write b'yamin, memela tefillin is always put on the left hand. You always go with the roiv. With the Rav Bnei Adam, and since Rav Bnei Adam are Kosev B'yamin, and Mele Rav Bnei Adam would be Kosher B'yamin, you would always put tefillin on the small, ve'en tole B'yamin with small didei. Omitoich perushay nira l'ri, the polygrib nosin, da'afilu ita meniach b'small. And the Mordechai says, va'aftana kama sover hochi, te yod chazu small. The first sheet in the Gemara said that we learn out from a pasuk that when it says in the Torah yad, it means small. So you have to always put tefillin on the yad small. And according to that, manda amar lechayre, even by a lefty, the pasuk in the Torah says yamin and small. You would have to put on what's called the true yamin and small. And then the second manda amar in the Gemara that's saying ukshartim uksavtim ma ksiva b'yamin af kshira b'yamin. So if you go with Rav Bnei Adam, so the Mordechai would be learning, which is how the Mordechai learns it, that Rashi holds, that since you go with Rav Bnei Adam are kosher b'yamin, and maybe they would have to be kosher b'yamin, and then you would have to put tefillin also on the small, by everyone, even if he's not from the Rav Bnei Adam, because the halacha is nikval yidei the Rav Bnei Adam. And this is being chaylik on the Gemara that says, Tanu Rabbanan iter miniach tefillin, B'yaminoi shuhu smoiloi. And l'chayra, according to the way the Mordechai is learning in Rashi, and according to the way the Mordechai is learning in the first Lashon of the Gemara, it would come out that this Mandama, this Brice of Tanu Rabbanan, Itta Meniach Tefillin, B'yaminoi shuhu smoiloi, would only be going like the drasha of Yad Keya, which is the drasha that Ravashi brought. Ravashi Yom Miyotcha Yad Keya, because then it's beforeish that you go with the stronger hand and the weaker hand. But according to the Mordechai and the way the Mordechai is learning Rashi, it would come out that the first two shittos hold that even a lefty has to put tefillin on his right hand. Now maybe you could say a different pshat in Rashi, meaning you see that the Mordechai held that when Rashi says Rav Bnei Adam, he wasn't for emphering like we said before, that the Gemara is just for emphering. Why would the, if the vort is that you have to be kosher with whichever hand you're kosev, so why is it that the Gemara picked yamin over small? How do you see in there? How do you see in from the drosha of ukshartim uksavtam anything over yamin or small? So we learned. So we what the first pshat we wanted to say in Rashi was that in Achram you don't see anything in yamin over small. We just see that with whichever hand you're kosev with, that's the hand you have to be kosher with. Memela, since most people are kosev yamin, that's why the Gemara named on yamin. So you see, Claude, that the Mordechai didn't want to learn Rashi like that. The Mordechai learned Rashi that Rav Bnei Adam was saying something, that the Gemara is dafka going on Yamin. That since Rav Bnei Adam are kosev b'yamin, so that makes a difference. But maybe you could still say that Rashi's maskim that whichever hand you're kosev with, that's the hand you have to be kosher with. So why did he say Rav Bnei Yodam? Because he was fa'amferin shodeh b'shtei yodav. That why is a shodeh b'shtei yodav have to put tefillin on his smol? If the whole drasha is ukshat muksavtom maksiva b'yamin afkshir b'yamin, he writes with both hands. So what's koveya that a shodeh b'shtei yodav, like the brisa that says that a shodeh b'shtei yodav puts tefillin on his smol? What's koveya that a shodeh b'shtei yodav puts tefillin on his smol? Zok Rashi, because Rav Bnei Yodam. And Rashi, we'll learn in Rashi, like the Marotcha, that Rashi meant Rav Bnei Adam, and that's why the Gemara says Davki Yamin. But it's going on not to say that everyone has to go with Yamin HaKsiva, which would make that you put tefillin on the smol, but it's going Davka for a Shadu B'Shtei Yadav. How do you know that a Shadu B'Shtei Yadav has to put tefillin on his smol? The Teretz is Ukshartim Uksavtam, and since Rav Bnei Yodam are Kaisim Biyamin, so they would also have, so Kshira is also Biyamin, so when you don't have another Kaveya, because the Shadab Shdeyadav himself is Kaisiv with both hands, you go after Rav Bnei Yodam. In the Sugya of Ksivist Tefillin, the Beis Yosef brings a Sefer HaTrumah. How do you know that you have to write Tefillin Biyamin? So the Sefer Truma says, Ukshartam Uksavtam. Ma Ksiva Biyamin, Af Kshira Biyamin. He brings our Gemara. Vafilu B'diavad Pasal and Kasa B'smo. So the Sefer Truma, how do you know? The Hotanam B'perik HaBoyne, HaKoyze Ben B'yamino Ben B'smoyle, Shtei Ois Yischaiv. Frek di Gemara, Ha'ein Derech Ksiva B'smo. And for the Gemara, Shardu B'shtei Yadav. Avol be'iter asmol de al machayev v'loy ayamin. Fine. So this that it says bein b'yamin and bein b'smol is only going on a shayde b'shtei yodav. Sok de sefer atum avayter ube'in yin zet sarach lichtav sefer teret filin u'mezuzis u'megila denemer b'kul huksiva. De ein loymar davka b'shabes de gamir me'mishkan ein amoyel kala achayar avol ba'al makasher. Meaning this, that it says in the Mishnah, that HaKosev, Ben B'min, Ben B'smol, Shtei Ois Yischaiv. And the Gemara said that that's only going on Shadab Shtei Yodav, but the Shadab B'yamin has to write B'yamin. And from there, the Sefer Truma said that Memela, anytime it says Ksiva, you see from the Mishnah, that anytime it says Ksiva has to be B'yamin, because otherwise it's Ein Derech Ksiva Bekach. Don't say that that's only by Mishkan, don't say that that's only by Shabbos, because you need Melachas Machshavos, because Ein Svar Elaymerkein, She Yichtiv, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Umezuzis, Kehilchason, B'Shabes, V'lo Yechayv. It's not mistaver that you should be able to write a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Umezuzis on Shabbos, and it should be kosher, and you shouldn't be chayv. Dehainu, if you want to say that only the Gabi Shabbos, do you need your right hand. But if you write with your left hand, you're potter, but your left hand is really called a ksiva. It's not mistaver to say that you should be able to write something that the Torah was mechayev a ksiva. So that means that the Torah is calling this a ksiva. The ma'isa that you're doing, the Torah is calling a ksiva. Va'afilu hachi, you should be potter on Shabbos because you want to say al tzmelechas machshavos, it's not called a ksiva. So the Sefer HaTrum, it's not mistaver. If you see that it's nismayet le'inyan Shabbos, that it's not called a ksiva, then it can't be that it's called a ksiva for stam. And you can't be mechalek a melechas machshavos because it's not mistaver that you should do something that the Torah calls a ksiva, and it should be kosher for a ksiva, and still you should be potter on Shabbos. But yesh la'ayin, the Sefer Truma started off, ukshartum uksavtum, ma ksiva b'yamin, af kshira b'yamin. And he wants to use that as a raya, that you have to be kosev b'yamin. L'chayra, what's the raya that you're kosev b'yamin? I'm saying, where does the hanocha start from? The Gemara named on for a dove pasha that ksiva is b'yamin. And Sefer Truma wants to bring a raya from here, that you have to write tefillin b'yamin. Where did the Gemara get it from? That ksiva is b'yamin. So the chari, you could say that enochinami in our Gemara, when the Gemara is saying ukshartum uksavta ma ksiva b'yamin af kshira b'yamin, the Gemara just means that whatever hand that you're kosev with, that's the hand you have to be kosher with. And enochinami, there's no raya that anyone has to be kosev b'yamin. But the word is, the drasha that the Sefer HaTrumah is darshaning, he's darshaning backwards. Our Gemara says, Ukshartam, Uksavtam. Ma Ksiva Biyamin, Af Kshira Biyamin. The Sefer Truma would be darshaning the other way. Ukshartam, Uksavtam, Ma Kshira Biyamin, Af Ksiva Biyamin. The Hainu, if you hold that the Gemara's Svaras hold of each other, so then you could say that we darshan from Yodcha, either from the first Psukim, or we darshan from Yad Keya, that you put tefillin on your smol. And once you put tefillin on your smol, so then you have to be kosher b'yamin, and then you could darshan backwards. Ma, kshira b'yamin, af ksiva b'yamin, and then you would have a raya that you have to be kosher b'yamin. So l'chayru, we see like this, from Reb Kiva Eger and the Prima Gadim. Because in Hilchas Ksivas Tefillin, in Simla Ambe Sif Hei, the Mechaber says that you have to write B'yamin, even if you're Shayla B'shtei Yadav. Fim Kosev B'smoil, Pasol. Tzok the Mogen Avram, Sif Katan Dalet, B'smoil, Pasol, Hainu B'shayla B'yamin. That's only going on a righty. It means if a righty writes B'smoil, it's Pasol. Aval B'shayla B'shtei Yadav, Im Kosev B'smoil, Kosev. But what the Mechaber says, Tzarech Sheyichtav Yamin, Afilu Shayla B'shtei Yadav. Vim Kasa B'smol Puzzle, the Kasa B'smol Puzzle wasn't going on Shayla B'shtei Yadav. The Kasa B'smol Puzzle was only going on a righty. But if you're Shayla B'shtei Yadav and you're Kasa B'smol, it's Kasha. How do you know that? So, Zokter B'kiva Eger, Bir Hadvarim Lamayin Beis Yosef, Shekasa B'shem Sefer HaTurma. The Torah Yichtav B'Yaminoi. And what's the Raya from our Gemara? Ukshartim Uksavtim Aksiva B'Yamin Afkshira B'Yamin. And then the Sefer HaTumah brings Afilu B'Diavad Pasul from the Gemara and Shabbos. Sefrek Rukivagar Lucher Tumua. The Raya Sasri Adodi. These two Rayas, Le'inyan Shelib Shteyadav, these two Rayas that you have to write B'Yamin are Gufasais to each other. From our Gemara, it's muchach ach b'shalit b'beiz yadav tzarich lichtav b'yamin. From our Gemara, it's muchach that a shalit b'shtei yadav has to write b'yamin. The harikai malon, the gam b'shalit b'shtei yadav meniach tefillin b'smol. Mitam ma ksiva b'yamin. Harei, the gam kai gavna ksiva b'yamin. Zokim kveger, from our Gemara, it's muchach that a shalit b'shtei yadav has to be kosev b'yamin. Why? Because our Gemara says that a shalit b'shtei yadav is meniach tefillin like a righty. He puts tefillin on his smol. So if he puts tefillin on his smol, that means he's kosher b'yamin. If he's kosher b'yamin, that means he has to be kosev b'yamin. So you see from our Gemara that even a shalit b'shtei yadav has to be kosev b'yamin. Now where do you get it from? That a shayla b'shtei yadav has to be kosev b'yamin, Zokter Kveger, because you see it from this Gemara. Ma ksiva b'yamin, meaning that you see that you're darshaning backwards. We have a Gemara of Yad Keya, and on that the Braisa says that an eater puts tefillin on his right hand. And what does a shayla b'shtei yadav do? A shayla b'shtei yadav puts tefillin on like a righty. Because the Gemara asks, Iter says that he should put tefillin on smol shehu smol kol adam. And for the Gemara, that wasn't an Iter mamish, that was a shayla b'shtei yadav. So it means a shayla b'shtei yadav says klar in the Gemara that he puts tefillin on his left hand. So Oibazai comes out that he's being kosher with his right hand. So if he's kosher with his right hand, he has to be kosher with his right hand. So from the first raya that the Sefer HaTumah brought, you have to be kosher b'yamin, it's muchach that even a shayla b'shtei yadav has to be kosher b'yamin. Now, weiter, ve'ola haraya habez mahida boina, and on that first raya, the Prima Gadim says the same thing on the Mogen Avram. The Prima Gadim on the Mogen Avram says, hine halavush kosav ukshartim uksavtom, ma kshiru b'yamin. Means, not like Argamar. Argamar said, ma ksiva b'yamin af kshiru b'yamin. The Prima Gadim is bringing that the Lavush says the drasha backwards. Ma kshiru b'yamin af ksiva b'yamin. How do you know kshiru's b'yamin? So in the Segrayim, the Prima Gadim brings yodcha o yodcha. Either yodcha with an end chaf or yodcha chaf hei. Yudal chaf hei. That means, Pashtus, he's quoting the two psukim of the Gemara. Either yodcha, and we learn out that every yad is small, Stam Yad in the Torah Ismael, or we learn out from Yad Keya, and then you'll darshan backwards that Ukshartim Uksavta Ma, Kshiru Biyamin, Av Ksiva Biyamin. So then you'll, and Asherle Bishdiyadav, we said that he has to put tefillin on using his right hand, he puts tefillin on his left hand, he uses his right hand, the mail it'll come out that Asherle Bishdiyadav has to write with his right hand. So from the Gemara in Shabbos, it comes out that by Shadu B'Shteyadav B'Smoil is Ya Ksiva, because the Gemara said in the Mishnah that the Gemara asked, I state that Kaisiv Shteyadav B'Shabbos Ben B'Yamin Ben B'Smoil is Chayiv, and for the Gemara that's going on Shadu B'Shteyadav. So you see that Shadu B'Shteyadav is Kaisiv B'Smoil. It's also good. That's called a ksiva. And Zokir Kiveger must be that our Gemara is only the chatchila. Means our Gemara is a raya. The raya from our Gemara that your kaisiv b'yamin is only the chatchila. Vezehu be'emes de gam b'shadu b'shteyadav de haksiva the chatchila b'yamin. And that's why the Mechaber says tzarech sheichdav b'yamin afilu b'shadu b'shteyadav. Because even a shadu b'shteyadav has to write be a min. For rak la'inyan shi'a gam b'di'evit puzzle, shemei b'yiraya ma'ahid ha'boina, zeo rak b'shadet be a min levad. And that's the raya from the Sefer HaTrumas, that the Sefer HaTrumas brought a raya that it's puzzle for a righty who writes with his left hand. From the Gemara in Shabbos, that's only going on a righty, but it's mavur in the Gemara and Shabbos itself that a shadu b'shteyadav that writes b'smol is kosher, and that's kum techoyis that's the din of shadu b'shteyadav is learned out from the Sefer HaTumah from both things. From our Gemara, you learn out that a shadu b'shteyadav has to write lechatchila b'yamin, and that's the words of the Mechaber that a shadu b'shteyadav has to write lechatchila b'yamin. How do you know? Because we darshan the drasha backwards, uksharitim uksavtam ma. And we see in our Gemara that a Shadu B'Shteyadav has to put tefillin on his left hand. So he's doing Kshira B'Yamin. So he has to do Ksiva B'Yamin. But that's only Lechatchila. The B'Di'eved, it'll be kosher even if he writes B'Smol. Because you see for the Gemara on Shabbos that it's kosher. If a Shadu B'Shteyadav writes B'Smol, you see that it's called a Ksiva. So come to Chais, that the whole Sefer HaTrumah is that the Sefer HaTrumah brought two rayas for Ksiva B'Yamin. And one was from our Gemara and one was from the Gemara on Shabbos. To pasul b'di'eved, ksiva b'smoil, he only had a raya from the Gemara on Shabbos. And over there it says that a shadu b'shteyadav could write b'smoil. Shadu b'shteyadav who writes b'smoil on Shabbos is chayiv. Memela, that's where it comes from the halacha, that a shadu b'shteyadav should write l'chatchila b'yamin from our Gemara, because he darshan the drosha backwards. Ma kshira b'yamin af ksiva b'yamin. But b'di'eved, it's not ma'akev, because a shadu b'shteyadav that writes b'smoil is before the Gemara on Shabbos, that avad, it's called a ksiva. Mechaber over there finishes off v'im kosev b'smol pasul v'im efshir limtze acherim k'tuvim b'yamin. Mechaber says that you have to write b'yamin, even a shadu b'shteyadav. Im kosev b'smol is pasul, and that's going on a righty. So if a righty writes with his left hand, it's pasul. Im efshir limtze acherim k'tuvim b'yamin. What's the dig? In mashma, that if you can't find acherim ksuvim b'yamin, then your meniach tefillin written by a righty with his left hand, then you can put it on. Why should it be kosher? So the levush only brings, he doesn't bring this whole sefer, he doesn't bring the sefer HaTrumah, that the sefer HaTrumah brings a right from the Gemara on Shabbos. He brings two reasons why you have to write b'chal b'yamin. One reason is because it's Ksiva tama uksavtim is ksiva tama. You need shlema v'yofa v'ein derech lichtav ksav yofa b'smol. And the second raya he brings is what we just said from the Prima Gadim, that the levush darshens the drasha backwards. Ukshartim uksavtim that ma kshira b'yamin af ksiva b'yamin. So on both of these reasons, l'chayra, they would not be ma'akiv. The whole drasha of ksiva tama. Sometimes ksiva tama is yama akiv, sometimes ksiva tama just means tama ushlema. It doesn't say klar that it has to be b'yamin. So the levush would be learning that that's, it's a mitzvah to write biyamin. That's why there's a chiyuv. Mechaber says tzorich lichtiv biyamin because it has to be tamu shleima. But this is not something that ksiva tamu would be ma'akiv that it would pasel. Even though the Gemara in Shabbos before that there are times that alt ksiva tamu we do pasel. We spoke about mukav gvil. Could be that it comes from ksiva tamu and then over there it does pasel. But al kaponim over here it's not a drasha that it's meforish in the Gemara anywhere. So meila it would not pasel. And he says Vaiter that and Vaiter the second drasha that he brings of Ukshartu Muksavtam, Lamaisa the Gemara never darshans it backwards. And even in the Sefer HaTrumah, Rabbi Kveger learned that when you darshan the drasha backwards, it's only a lechatchila and it's not ma'akiv. So why didn't he bring the Gemara the Sefer HaTrumah, that the Sefer HaTrumah brings the Gemara in Shabbos? So Pashtas the reason is because if you see in the Beis Yosef, when he brings the Sefer HaTrumah himself was mistapik if it'll be ma'akiv. Writing Biyamin, even though he brought that right from the Gemara on Shabbos, it sounds like from the Lashon and Sefer HaTrumah that he's not klar. It's not klar that it'll be ma'akev to write stam Biyamin. And since the Sefer HaTrumah didn't bring a klar right to pasel, Mamela zokta levosh that's the makar of the mechaber. That the mechaber says it's only pasel im efshalim sa achirim ksuvim Biyamin. But if you can't find achirim ksuvim Biyamin, then it'll be kosher b'di'evad to put on tefillin even from a writing that was written with his left hand. So l'chayr, we have 2 days. We have the shita of the Sefer HaTrumah, which is brought by the Rosh, that you always go after Yad Keya. And then we have the shita of the Rabbeinu Yechiel, that is brought by the Torah, that seems to be that you go after Ksiva. Memela, the Mechaber says in Simen Chov Zayin, Sivov, im koisev biyaminoi, v'sharoiv maisov, oise b'smol. Oi, koisev b'smol, v'sharoiv maisov, oise biyamin. Yesh oimim shiniach tefillin biyad toshes koyach, debi'inu yad kaya. And that would be the shita of the Sefer HaTrumah, which is brought by the Rosh. V'yesh oimim shiyad shikoisev bo, hi chashuv v'yamin le'inyan zeh. That you go after ksiva, because the ikar drasha is ukshartim uksavtam. Umeniach tefillin beyad shekhenegda. Means you go beikar with the yad ksiva. And the Rama says, v'hochi noig. So that would seem to be the Rabbeinu Yechiel that the Torah brings. And he brings 2 yesharim, and he's not machriya. And the Rama says, v'hochi noig, that you go after ksiva. The Bach says that this that the Mechaber says, b'shem Rabbeinu Yechiel, that you always go after ksiva, the Bach is choylik, that's not what Rabbeinu Yechiel meant. He's medayik in the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel says, davka kesha'oysa kol melachtoi b'smoyloi, avol im hu koysev b'yaminoi, avol pishar melachos oysa b'smoyloi dina kesha'a kol adam. Now, if Rabbeinu Yechiel meant that you always go after ksiva, why should he say davka kesha'oysa kol melachtoi b'smoyloi? But if you're koisev b'yamin, even though you do all malachas with the smoil, is dinu kashay kol adam. He should have said, it means, the Rabbeinu Yechiel is talking about what's the case of a lefty. And he's telling you what's a lefty, davka kashayosu kol malachtoi b'smoilay. But if he writes b'yamin, then already you go basar ksiva. If he's teaching up a lefty, and he wants to say that the taich of a lefty is you go after ksiva, so then he should say, "V'upirish harav Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis davka kishe koisev biyad smoyloi." That's when you reckon him as a lefty. But if you write with your right hand, even if you do a malachas with the other hand, you're called a righty. And the shaila would be which hand you're koisev with. Why didn't he say a davar v'fuchai? You write with your right hand or you write with your left hand. Why did he say that you called the true before he gets into the shaila of koisev biyamin and shayar malachas b'smoil? He should have said straight that it's tali in ksiva. And he doesn't say that. He says davka kishayosu kol malachta b'smoil. It means a true lefty is someone who does kol malachta b'smoil. But if he writes biyamin, even though he does other malachas b'smoil, then he's called a righty. So zok the Bach because what the Rabbeinu Yechiel meant was kol malachas b'smoile is a lefty, including ksiva. Means in order to be called a lefty, you need 2 things. You need to do kol malachas with your left hand, and you need to write with your left hand. So Versteht sich, if he writes with his right hand and he does kol melachos with his left hand, that's mufurish in the Rabbeinu Yechiel that you reckon him like a righty. But what happens the other way? If he writes with his left hand and he does kol melachos b'yamin, so the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, learned in the Rabbeinu Yechiel that you always go basik siva. So if you write with your left hand, you'll consider him a lefty. So if Rabbeinu Yechiel would have meant that, he would have said that you always go basik siva. Because he said that you do all malachas b'smoyle, he means that you have to do all malachas and ksiva b'smoyle in order to be considered a lefty. Because in order to be considered a lefty, you need two things. You need that you should write with your left hand. So then you have the first drush of ukshatim uksavtim that makes that he should put tefillin on his right hand using his left hand to tie it. And it has to be that his right hand is a yad keya. But if either of these two things don't apply, the Hainu, if you write with your right hand, zichri is a righty, and even if he does malachas with his right hand, and he writes with his left hand, he's still called that his left hand is yad keya, because that's not the hand that he uses rev malachas for, and he'll blibe a righty. Now we can go back to Toisus. Toisus cleared the shaila of someone who writes b'yamin, and he does the rest of malachas b'smoil. Now, l'chayra, Taisus's shayla is a shayla in which drush you pick. So now Taisus says, v'shem yeshli t'moise k'shayla b'shtey yadav. Maybe you could call him a shayla b'shtey yadav. Now, what's the svara to be consider him a shayla b'shtey yadav? Pashtus, you could say that since he writes with one hand, he writes with his right hand, and he does malachas with his left hand, so maybe that alone is called a shayla b'shtey yadav. Now, if you go after the drasha of ukshaytum uksavtum, that the ikar is ksiva, then in order to make him a shayla, the Gemara later on says that there is a metzias of a shayla b'shtey yadav. So, l'chayre, if you hold the drasha of ukshaytum uksavtum, let's say that was the only drasha we have, so you go basa ksiva, what's called a shayla b'shtey yadav? Someone who writes with both hands. There's no reason in the world why from the drasha of Kshartum Uksavtam, someone who does malachas with his left hand should be called a shayla b'shtey yadav. So if Taisus' sofik was which drasha you go after, what does it help to call him a shayla b'shtey yadav? And we can't say that Taisus was going in the shayla of keha, of which hand is called keha, that maybe you go after ksiva, or maybe you go after malachas, and that's goof of the way that you teach which one is called keya, because Taisus started off from the drasha of maksiv bimin av kshir bimin. Taisus not going on the drasha of keya. Taisus is kol going in the drasha of ksiva. So Pashtus, Taisus brings the drasha of ksiva, and he brings the vart of a lefty, and then he's clearing if you do both. So then, which drasha do you go after? So if Taisus the shaila is which drasha are you going by? So then, where would it come from to be shayla b'shtey yadav? So Ken Zayin, that Taisus was saying like this, in the case of a Kosev b'yamin, and a Oysim Malachas b'smoil, so now we have a Shaila, which drasha do you go after? So Taisus, the Ksiva b'yamin would make him a righty. The Malachas b'smoil would make him like a lefty. But Shema, yesh l'tmoisi k'shed b'shtey yadav. Maybe, even in the tzad that you go after Rav Koyach, but maybe this, that he does malachas b'smoil and he writes b'yamin, maybe that alone is enough to make him a shayla b'shtey yadav. It doesn't have to be that he's equal in two hands, he writes in both hands, or he does rev malachas in both hands. There's two ikar things you do with your hands. You write and you do malachas. So the fact that you write with one and you do malachas with the other would make him a shayla b'shtey yadav. Then it would come out that even in the drasha of keya, he would put according to his left hand. He would put like a righty on his left hand, just like a shayla b'shtey yadav. So Kobi Taiz was making a cheshbon. Avada, there is a sofik, which one do you go after? But Lamaisa, in this case of Kosev b'yamin and Oysa Malachas b'smoil, you have another tzad to put on like a righty. Because even in the drasha of Keya, maybe you could look at him like a shayla b'shtey yadav. So Taisus was being pushed to shayla, that Memonav Shach, you put on like a righty. Because if you go with Ksiva, he's a righty. And if you go with Malachas, then he's a shayla b'shtey yadav. You might consider him a righty. If this is true, it would come out that if he writes with his left hand, but he does malachas with his right hand, so then I don't know if Taisus would remask him all the way to the Bach, but al kaponim it would be a different halacha. Taisus would maybe blibe by the shaila, because let's cheshbon. If he's writing, if you go basad ksiva, so then avad he's a lefty. And if you go after malachas, then he's a righty. Elamai, you want to say shalib shtey yadav, so then he's vital like a righty. So then you're back to the shayla of the steer and the drushes, which drushes the ikr. And Taisus would blib at tzarechi. It means on that side, if you on that case that he writes with his left hand and he does malachas with his right hand, Taisus' cheshbin of shalib shtey yadav wouldn't help us at all. Could be that that's why Taisus only cleared the shayla one way. Taisus says, Shema, and he doesn't clear the shayla both ways. The Rosh brings the shayla both ways, but Taisus doesn't bring the shayla both ways. So Taisus only in this case where he writes with his right hand and he does malachas with his left hand. So then you could reckon him like a righty, because Maman of Shach, you could reckon him like a righty.
The Gemara says, "Vayetana de be Menashe al yadecha zuki boiris." And the Gemara goes on to be masked with the shear of kod kod is. The Gemara Amud Bey says, Amar Mar, Yod Chazu Kibayris, Menolam, the Tonu Rabbanon, Al Yodecha Zu Goy Vashabiyad. It's the upper part of the arm. Anto Omer Zu Goy Vashabiyad, Re'en Ela Al Yodecha Mamish, Rashi says on the calf, in the palm of the hand. Amar Tayra Hanach Tvilim Biyad, Vahanach Tvilim Biroish. Mal Halon, Begoy Vashabiroish, Avkam Begoy Vashabiyad. So just like the Gemara learns out, right after this, the Gemara learns out that the Rosh doesn't mean Beinei Necho Mamash, it means the upper part of the head. Same thing, when the Tefillin says on the Yad, it doesn't mean on the Yad Mamash, it means Goyve Shebiyad. Reb Lazar Eme Eine Tzarech Hari Ho Eme V'hoi L'chol L'Ois L'Lacherim L'Ois, that it has to be an Ois only to you, but it's not visible, means on the Yad, it's not visible to other people, which means it has to be on the upper part of the hand, because the lower part of the hand, is the palm of the hand, is visible to everyone, because it's not usually covered by clothing. So we have three drushes that the yad means the goyva shebiyad and not the hand itself. Now Taisus and Amud Aleph says that kiboyris, he brings his loshen kvutzas baser. Kimoi kibura dahini. So we have two mar mekoymes for the placement of the tilin shel yad. First of all, that it has to be on a mokum of kibbutz baser, and it has to be on the upper part of the arm, not mamish on the palm of the hand. Now, Rabbeinu Tam brings, in that Taisus brings, that there are those that wanted a tainum that you put tefillin between the hand and the elbow. That means that on that part of the hand there's also a muscle. There's also an ingathering of muscle. And you would put tefillin over there because it's not on the hand, so it's on the upper part of the hand. You mekayim goiva, and you mekayim kiboyris, which is kibbutz baser. So you put it over there. So Rabbeinu Tam brings be'ikra three rayas that you don't, that's not the pshat. The pshat is the upper part of the arm between the elbow and the shoulder. First of all, because in many gemaras, it's the Gemara describes the place of where you put your tefillin as the Zeroya. Like the Gemara says here, Menachos later on, Chavivin Yisrael, Shesivavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mitzvahs, Tefillin B'reishayhan, U'B'Zeroyasayhan, and in Erevin it says Zeroya, Asach Gemaras that say that tefillin goes in the Zeroya. Zokt Beinu Tam, that the lower part of the arm, the place between the elbow and the hand, is not called Zeroya, that's called Kana. And Mamela, you see that the Gemara understood that kiboyris, the upper part of the hand, means between the shoulder and the elbow. The upper part of the arm, not the forearm. Also from the Gemara's Raya of L'chol Ois, you could also say that means the upper part of the hand, because the lower part of the hand is not always covered. It's sometimes open, sometimes closed. Rabbeinu Tam says another Raya, because the Gemara says Sima Keneged Alev. And Sima Keneged Alev, Rabbeinu Tam brings Rayas, that Sima Keneged Alev is only in the upper part of the arm, across from the chest, and not on the lower part of the arm. So come to Chayis, that we have to, that the Mokum Hanochas Tefillin Shel Yad is where, between the upper part of the arm, is not the lower part of the arm, and on a kibbutz baser, the Hainu, on the kibbutz baser that's between the shoulder and the elbow. Beis Yosef brings, from the smack, that ubein hashechi, that means between the elbow and the armpit. V'kosev b'halgo al zeh umiyu ein kulo ikosher lehaniach. The whole, not the whole place in that area between the elbow and the shoulder is kosher lehaniach. Ki im chati hazroya shel tzad hakoivdoi kedeisa b'shimusha rabba plag zroya. Only half of that area is kosher, like the Shemusha Rabba says, plag zroya, half of the arm. Now, zog debed kabayis, ve'in lismach hazel lahach shel haniach b'tfilin b'chol chatzi hazroya. Don't say from here that since he said half of the arm, so you could take half of the arm between the shoulder and the elbow, divide the arm in half, and use the whole bottom half. Ki'im b'mokom ha'tepuach, k'loshan ha'ramam v'rabbeinu, shu k'loshan ha'gemar, zu kiboris, that you need, kiboris is a kibbutz basa. So you need two tenoim. It has to be on the arm between the shoulder and the elbow, but not the whole makam, only half. So it has to be on the lower half, but it still has to be on the basar. Don't use the whole lower half of the arm. It has to be on the lower half of the arm, measuring from the elbow to the shoulder, but it has to be on a makam kibbutz basar. It still has to be on the muscle. So it's not half of the muscle, it's half of the arm, but half of the arm and still on the muscle. Mele halacha lemaisa, Mechaba says in Simon Chav Zayin, Sif Aleph, Mokom anachosim shel yad bezroya smoil bebasar hatapuach shebeetzem shebein hakoyvdoi ubein hashechi. They have to put the tefillin in on yad smoil on the basar hatapuach, means the bunched up basar, which means the muscle, which is between the elbow and between the armpit. Now the Mechaber doesn't say anything about the lower half. The Ramah is moisiv that you have to put it hagav the tzorich lehaniach bereish haetzem asamach lekayvdei, avolei bechatzu haetzem shesamach leshechi. And the poskim say that the Mechaber in Siv Zayin, the Mechaber is muchach that he was also maskim. They have to put it on the lower half of the arm and not on the upper half of the arm, which is what we said that the Beis Yosef brings b'shem the smak. The shaila is, where does this come from? Where does it come from to divide the arm in half and put it only on the lower half? The Bi'alocha says, Bi'alocha's matmiya. He says that the Gemara says that you should put it on the kiboris. And there's a mefurish Gemara in Erichin, that's mashma, that the whole kiboris is called yad, and the Gemara is talking about tefillin. And it's mashma, l'chayr the pashtus is, that the whole muscle is called the kiboris. And we know that the muscle goes from almost near the elbow till almost near the armpit. It means the muscle itself goes much higher than half of the arm. So where would it come from to split the kiboyrus in half? The Gemara says kiboyrus, and the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, and the Tur, and Rabbeinu Yerucham. No one ever says that you split the kiboyrus in half. So, Zok de Bir Alacha, V'azreni Hashem shumatzasi b'sefer ha-truma. Achai d'shoko v'tori sham, u'maskul nadas Rabbeinu Tam, that the mokom av hanochas tefillin is be'etzim o'elyon shu'ubein ha-koyv du'ubein ha-shechi. He writes, "V'zel l'shoyno yilkoch be'etzem ha'olyon yirach ha'tfilin, hu ha'nik rezroya, v'hu yad e'raisa, v'somuch l'perik shal ha'otzel k'tas, which is the elbow, yonichem." That's where you should put it. Kishom hu kiboyris. Basar ha'mechun is kori kiboyris. And then he says, he's mesayim b'shom hu k'neged alev. So, zok debir halacha, that the Sefer HaTruma holds that the kiboyrus is only that chelik of the muscle that's on the lower half of the arm. Avade, no one was mechalik in half of the kiboyrus, not the Gemara, not the Rambam, not the Rif, not the Rosh, no one was mechalik to say half of the kiboyrus, because it's not called half of the kiboyrus. The Sefer HaTruma is saying that only the mokum of muscle, which is somuch to the elbow, That is what's called kiboyrus. Not like what we would have thought that the whole muscle is called, the whole mokum kibbutz basar is called kiboyrus. That even though there is some of a muscle, there is some of the kibbutz basar, which is higher than half, But Zog the Sefer HaTrumah, he's not meaning the smack is never, according to the Bir Halacha is being masbed, that the smack is never dividing the kiboyrus in half. The Sefer HaTrumah is telling us that the taich and kiboyrus is only the lower half. And it's mamash mashma like that in the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch Rav. Because Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Tzorech l'anicha b'goyva habasa shuperk hazroya shebein marpik shekorin elam boigen lehakasiv v'zeh hamokam nikr kiboyrus. You shouldn't put it above the kiboyrus. The hainu shelo yinichenu lemayla mechatzi haperik. Shebein hamarpik lekosif. That means that you shouldn't put it higher than half of the arm because that's already above the kiboyrus. The word is that the smack is not splitting the kiboyrus in half. He's saying that the kiboyrus only applies to the lower half of the arm. And it's yadua that the goyin is choylik on this smack, and the goyin says that the whole muscle is kosher for the tefillin, and he asks this kasha that the Gemara says kiboyrus. Where would you get it from to split the kiboyrus in half? And he says doesn't hold like this sefer atuma that only the bottom half is called kiboyrus. Agam the Bir Halacha says that it could be the goyin is maskim that the bottom half is called the ikr kiboyrus, but he holds it that the rest is also called kiboyrus. And maybe you could put it higher al kaponim. The goyin holds that you could put the tefillin higher, and he for emphasis the lashon of the shimusha rabba that the Beis Yosef said that the smack is coming from the lashon of the shimusha rabba that says plagz raya. He means that avada the whole kiboyrus is good enough. But half of the arm means because the kiboyrus doesn't spread through the whole arm. Above the muscle, there's a place between the muscle and the armpit that's not called kiboyrus. And below the muscle, between the muscle and the elbow, there's another spot that's not called kiboyrus. So plag zroya means not the whole arm, only the mokum that's called kiboyrus. Which would mean only the kibbutz basar, only on the muscle, and that's good enough to be mekayim the lashon of the shimush rabba of plag zroya. To be mesayim with and to sam tazach, the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Chayisor brings that there's a medrash plia, ei menich in tefillin ela b'shabbos, which is a mamash apella. So he brings over there that he heard b'shem hagoyin Rebbe Kivi Eger zichron levracha. That Rabbi Kveger was mefarish that ein menich in tefillin ela b'shabbos is Rosh HaTevis b'mokum sar, dehainu on the shalrosh, you have to put it b'mokum sar, b'mokum tipoyach. The oisis of b'shab, which is the kiboyrus that we just said, which is the bunching of the muscle. So the oisis b'shabbos is b'mokum sar, b'mokum tipoyach.
More of Amazayim and Beis starts off the sugi of tzitzis. Goes back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah states, "Abot tzitzis ma'akve zu azu, shabos a mitzvah achas." Four tzitzis are ma'akev each other. That there's no mitzvah to wear if someone doesn't have all four corners. There's no mitzvah to put tzitzis just on the three corners. Shabos a mitzvah achas. They're all four one mitzvah. Mishmoloim abos and arba mitzvahs. Mishmolos chaylik. That is four separate mitzvahs. Directing more my beinayu. What's the nafkamina, Rabbi Shmuel and Tanakama? If it's one mitzvah, it's four mitzvahs. They're arguing in the Mishnah, if it's one mitzvah, it's four mitzvahs. What's the nafkamina? Chayyur Gemara's question is interesting. The nafkamina is obvious in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the reason why Dalet Tzitzis are ma'ak of each other, that you don't put on three corners without the fourth, is because they're mitzvah achas. Rabbi Shmuel is mean chaylik. Abbas on arba mitzvahs, that they're four mitzvahs. So then the chayyur, that means they're not ma'ak v'zuzu. So Rashi says right away on the Gemara's Kasha, Rashi may be nayu mikomokim bein lamar bein and dalat tzitzis ki dechsev al arba kamfes ksuscha. Rashi, we have a posik al arba kamfes ksuscha, that's agreed lekuli alma here that bein lamar bein and dalat tzitzis. Nobody that's saying that you could put three tzitzis on a baguette. That was pasha to the Gemara that even a bishmol. The maskim that you can't put three tzitzis on a baguette. Toyla Shloima Taka asks if Rakashi and Rashi. He says, why didn't the Gemara say that? That should be the nafkamina. That the Bishmol doesn't have the tam of Abbas and Arba mitzvah achas. So Mamela Bishmol will taka hold that if a person only has three tzitzis, he should put on at least those three, like anything else that's ain't ma'akvin zezah. Zokta Lashlaima Teretz, the Rashi held that if you go ahead and put on this beged with tzitzis on three kamfes, you're being over an iser because the fourth kanof doesn't have tzitzis. A person puts on a beged without tzitzis, he's over an iser, I say, that he's wearing a beged without tzitzis. So Mele Rashi held that the tzorich to be mekayim, the mitzvah of these three, wearing the tzitzis on these three, is not doiche, the iser that he's bringing on himself of being over it on the fourth kanof, not putting tzitzis on it. He continues with a ganze shayla there, the shlema, if a mitzvah's essay, could be deiche, iser essay, goes through with taisvis, but that's how he learns Pshat and Rashi. According to the shlema's mahalach, you have to be ma'ir, why is it different than the din we're going to have in the next Mishnah, of tcheles einam akevas alavon, that we have two mitzvahs on tzitzis, to put lavon on the dalet kamfes, put tcheles on the dalet kamfes, and Bezman Azeh, that we don't have tcheles, we wear just lavon, because the tcheles is not ma'akev. Chayr loyto ele shloima, you should say the same thing, that you're being over Isra, say, when you put on the beged without wearing the tcheles, you're being over Isra, say, so you shouldn't go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah lavon on the cheshbon of the Isra, say, of the tcheles, and that we don't say. So why over here is it different? Over here also you should at least be mekayim the mitzvahs that you can. The Karnoira is also marich on this hora of Leil Shleima. Why didn't the Gemara say this nafkamina? Karnoira says that the Gemara understood that the mitzvah ketikuna, the tzuris mitzvah of tzitzis, is to put on dalet kamfes dafka, and there's no mitzvah to do it any other way. He's medayik the loshna mishnah like that. That the Rishmol, when he argues on the Tanakama says, Dal tzitzis is ma'akiv zuzu shabos mitzvah achas. Tanakama says a reason why they're ma'akiv. It's because abos on mitzvah achas. Shmuel loyme abos on arba mitzvahs. Shmuel only argues on the last part of the Tanakama's memory on the tam. He says abos on arba mitzvahs. The Chayyim Mishnah say Shmuel loyme ain ma'akiv zuzu. The Mishnah is listing all the things that are ma'akiv zuzu, and the Mishnah later lists all the things that are ain ma'akiv zuzu. So Shmuel also say that Dal tzitzis are from the things that are ein ma'akiv zuzu. Shmuel doesn't say that. Shmuel just says abos on arba mitzvahs. Sounds like he's only arguing on that prat that the Tanakama said that it's not that it's ma'akiv because it's one mitzvah. Zokta b'Shmuel that's wrong. It's not one mitzvah. It's four mitzvahs. It's mashma. He's not arguing on the etzem mitzvahs that it's ma'akiv zuzu that avada you can't wear three tzitzis without the fourth. That was the Gemara's mashmoyes. That's the Gemara understood for Davar Poshet. So Rabbi Shmuel is only arguing on the oifen of kiyum mitzvah. So that the Gemara is asking, my benayu, what's the difference if a person has one kiyum mitzvah or four kiyum mitzvahs? What are they arguing about? And that the Gemara says the nafkaminis in the Teretz that it's a question if there's a kiyum mitzvah with each one or only one kiyum mitzvah on the four of them. With this is ma'ir on the Lashna Rambam. The Rambam speaks out in Perek Aleph and Tzitzis that Tchelis and Lovon Afag of the Ein Ma'akvin Zezah Mikol Mokim Mitzvah Achasim. The Rambam says even though Tchelis and Lovon are not Ma'akiv each other, you should not think that means it's two mitzvahs. They're still Mitzvah Achasim. In fact, the Keren Oida, what's the Nafkamina? He's saying that they're Ein Ma'akvin Zezah. So what's the Nafkamina that it's one mitzvah? Just like the Mor asks by us, my Benayu, what's the Nafkamina if it's one mitzvah? Anyways, you don't do one with you do one without the other. The chayyur the time of mitzvah achas would be negay if it should be ma'akev or not ma'akev. The Rambam is saying ain ma'akev and zezah. So what's the nafkamina that it's one mitzvah? The oid fact that the chayyur is fakert from our mishnah. The Tanakama Gufa says a time why the ma'akev and zezah because abos a mitzvah achas. It's much from the Tanakama that the two things are totally. If something is mitzvah achas, that means it's ma'akev zezah. So how could the Rambam say that two things like tchelis and lovon that are not ma'akev zezeh should be one mitzvah? That's negative divya Tanakama and El Mishnah. Tanakama says that being one mitzvah is mechayiv that it's ma'akev zezeh. They affect the Karanoida on the Loshna Rambam. Prima Godim here in Simon Yud Gimel, Mishpatzos, seems to understand from the Bach that the Bach learned taket according to Bishmol, you'd put three tzitzis on, like this kasha of the Achrayim of the Yashleim of the Karanoida. And Prim Godim asks on it, that Avada is not like that. He says, the Torah says, Al Arba Kamfes Ksuscha, there's an issue to wear a beged without tzitzis on all four kamfes, which is the Mashmoyis Rashi. Rashi quotes that pasuk, Kedachsiv Al Arba Kamfes Ksuscha, there's a kepeda, there should be tzitzis Al Arba Kamfes Ksuscha. Meili asks, that it's Avada, not like the Bach, that even according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't put tzitzis on the three kamfes. Shartzin is Madchir, the Bach doesn't mean that, Bemis, Hamayin Loshna Bach is not so mafurish in the Bach. Kaponim, that's the Prima Godim Namzon for Dabba Poshet. That wouldn't be Shaykh such a tzad like to be Shmuel. Moran says, Rova Barahino, Metalas Balas Chomish, he could be Nayu, Shashi's Mazbir, handling the Asay Dei Chalaisa, say the Klaim is Dei Chatzitzis, only be mocking with is a key mitzvah. The Moran saying, the Chalaikis, Tanakama, and the Mishmol, if there is any amount of key mitzvah when somebody's wearing three, Mimela, if there's no kiyum mitzvah, he was avidus a klayim. If there's a kiyum mitzvah, then he has the tchi, he wasn't avidus a klayim. Tzveit Teretz, the Gemara says, Vino Omar Rav Huna Yikibinayu. Omar Rav Huna Yoytze B'tala She'enim Tzietz K'chosu B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatos. The question of Hitzo on Shabbos, a talis is not Mitzuyetz, is K'chosu. Memele, if there's some type of kiyum mitzvah in these three tzitzis, so they're not a masui, they're a kiyum of tzitzis in the beged. Shenkin, if there's no kiyum of mitzvah in these three, then it's a masui. They don't serve any purpose for the beged. It's a tzor on Shabbos. Chazanish asks Ahura here in Siman Gimel that according to the Yisoid, the Achronim bring from the Gemara's Kasha, Mai Benayir, from the Rashi, even according to Bishmol, there's no chiv to wear just three tzitzis. If a person only has three tzitzis, he doesn't wear the beged, it's also to wear the beged. So the chayy yesh lodon, that he should be like a bishum klayim. Because even though we're saying that he has a kiyum mitzvah with the three, he was makayim somewhat of a kiyum mitzvah, but the chayy, you have to be deichel is a klayim, what I say deichel is a say. If he had no chiv to do what he did, he had no chiv, I say, that said he should put on those three. The halach was there was also to wear it that way, so you don't have the chiv asay to be doicher alaysa say. So the iser klaim should be aimed from koyma. The ainer that the din asay doicher alaysa say is totally if a person has a chiv to do the asay. The mishnah b'chanan and koyvitz aoris is mistapik about that. The gather of asay doicher alaysa say in simin yudalid he declares if the din asay doicher alaysa say means that the kiyum asay is doicher alaysa say. Even if he didn't have a chiyuv to do the asay, but if there's a kiyum asay in the smais, it's deichel leis asay, or ikra asay deichel leis asay, is the chiyuv that the Torah, the tzorich, to have the kiyum of this asay, the chiyuv that's mutal in him to mekayim this asay, that's what's deichel leis asay. Rav Chanan, Ayin Shom, is Mayrich, and Simon Yadalid, but Benigay, this kasha from the Chazon Ish, over here they really is a mitzvah on him, l'maisa, to wear the three tzitzis. It's not just a kiyumis that he's going to have a kiyum when he does it. There's a chiyum mut on him to put those three tzitzis, but l'maisa, he can't put them because he has a ma'akiv that he can't wear the beged with the full dalet kamfis. In fact, the way the Eilu Shleimer says it, because he's going to be over the iser, the Prima Godim is going to be over the iser. But so Chaznish is tzad is that afapike, and there's no asay dechaleis to say when there's no l'maisa. When the ma'aseh, you weren't supposed to do it, you don't have the d'chia of the asay. L'chonim brings a simile you say to that in Simon Samach Tes and Kevitz Oris. He brings from Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim was mechadish that even a place of beged that mederais is mechuyiv and tzitzis mederabonan they parted from tzitzis and the sugi vaita by sadim b'tzitzis. Reb Chaim says that even such a beged, he's going to be over Issa Klaim Der Isa. Because since Lamaisa, Bepoil, the Lashon and the Bechonim, Bepoil, Enol of Chiv, Lekayim, a mitzvah, so Reb Chaim said it doesn't pass to say, Yasei Deichel Isa say, when Bepoil, he had no din to be Mekayim the mitzvah. And Bechonim says over there that according to Reb Chaim, Zisoid, if someone has a Sofik Tzitzis, he has a beggar that's a Sofik, if it's Mechuyiv and Tzitzis, so Lechayu, you would say that if he wore it with Tchelas, he's potter from Malkus on the Klayim, because Lamaisa on the Tzadr, it's Mechuyiv and Tzitzis, he had a Asay Deichalai say, he wasn't over this Klayim. A Bezok to Bechonon, according to Reb Chaim, it's not that way. Because since the Halach is the Misofik, It's also for him to put it on. The sofik is not deiche, this aklayim. So it comes out, he'll be loike vade on this aklayim, because since bepoil, he wasn't supposed to, bepoil wasn't mutal on him to do the asay, the mele, you don't have the dichuif, and asay deiche leis asay, and he'll be loike vade mishum klayim, according to this asay from Chaim. Mele is like them, as the Yoshev, the Gemara, is Tarchi in the Gemara, like the Chaznish asks, that how do you have here a kiyum asay, which is deiche, lemaisa, bepoil, like the Achrein woman died, he wasn't supposed to wear these three tzitzis. On the Gemara's Teretz of Rabba Rahina, Talos Pals Chomashika Beinayu, so Rashi learns that the Teretz is that we have a ribuy that Balas Chomash is Mechuyiv and Tzitzis, not only a Balas Dal Kamfis is Mechuyiv and Tzitzis, the Gemara's Mar Beleda that a Balas Chomash is also Mechuyiv and Tzitzis. Dr. Rashi, the Gemara means to say here in Afkamina that according to the Tanakhama, that the mitzvah of four is one mitzvah. So over here also, you're just going to put on four of the five Kamfis. Because there's one mitzvah, the Shema mitzvah is to put tzitzis on dalet kamfis. Sheinkin, according to Bishmol, that there's a kiyum on every konof. There's four separate kiyumim. There's a kiyum on every konof that each konof got tzitzis. So then, when you have five kamfis, you can have a chiv to put on all five kamfis. You put five tzitzis. Kernoida here is Ma'ir and the Rashi says the sugyan zvachim dafit ches is not mashma like that. It's not mashma that the shayla here is how many tzitzis, how many kamfis to put tzitzis on. It's mashma the shayla is b'chlal, if this beggar is mechuyev or not, tal balas chomish ike b'nai means if a balas chomish is mechuyev or not. Mele he wants to learn, not like Rashi, that the Gemara is saying, that according to the Tanakhama, that's one kiyum of putting dalad kamfis, of putting tzitzis on dalad kamfis of a beggar. So according to that, a balas hay is mechuyev, because you look at the extra konov, command the lesser domi. The key mitzvah is one mice of putting tzitzis on dalet kamfis of the beged. You could do that in a balas hay also. You put tzitzis on dalet kamfis of the beged. Ashenkin, later bishmol, when the Torah said dalet kamfis, the Torah is addressing the mitzvah to each konov. There's a separate mitzvah to each konov, and on each konov there's a chiyuv to put tzitzis. So you can't say in a balas hay that I did a mitzvah of dalet kamfis. There's a mitzvah miyuchah to each konov, and to five kamfis, the Torah never spoke a mitzvah to five kamfis. It's not b'chlal, the mitzvah of the Torah. Another pshat he brings from the Hagoyis Maimini, b'shem the Sefer Yireim, that his mefarish, the Gemara also is talking about if the beggar is mechuyev or not mechuyev, not like how many kamfis we should put on like Rashi, but he says lehepech, that the Gemara means, according to the Tanakhama, that it's mitzvah achas, then a balas hay is potter legami. A beggar balas hay is potter legami because the Torah gave a mitzvah on dalet kamfis. That's the mitzvah, that's the chaticha, dalet kamfis. Balas hay doesn't fit into the mitzvah, that's not the mitzvah. Mashenkin later bishmol, that there's a mitzvah on each konof, there's a separate mitzvah on each konof. So then we could have a ribuy of balas hay. The balas hay will also have on each konof. If you put on all five konofim, it's shaykh to the same mitzvah. Like the Tanakhama, where the mitzvah is a mitzvah of dalet, a balas hay is not nichol on that mitzvah, like the bishmol, that the mitzvah was nemar on each konof, so you could apply the same mitzvah to balas hay and bimar be balas hay, and sheet to say yireim. And the mele of yireim paskins that a beged balas hay is takapotah from tzitzis, because la silchasa ke bishmol, not like the stom and the shas later, that's mar be beged balas hay. Ikir iser, that's mavur in the Gemara by us, that someone that's yaitzi and Shabbos, the talits, she'enim to yetzis kolchos, that only has three tzitzis, is a tzor. If there's no key mitzvah, if there is a key mitzvah, according to Bishmol, it's not a tzor. Kedai to mention the big shmuz in Poiskim, Tor brings it in Simon Shinalev and Hilchos Shabbos, that the Maram in Rutenberg didn't go with tzitzis on Shabbos. The way that Tor brings it there is because he was choishish. Maybe it's called Einam to Yetzis Kalchasa because we don't have Tcheles. We don't have the mitzvah Ketikuna. We don't have Tcheles. So maybe it's a Masri on Shabbos. Rosh was Chaylik on him. The Maisa Tcheles Einam Akevis Halovon. So maybe it's not a Masri on Shabbos. But Yosef over here in Hilchos Tzitzis and Simin Yud Gimel brings the Chuvasa Rosh, really says another Taina that he says even if you'll name on, that it's Ma'akev, like the Maram's Taina, but Ma'isa, the Gesugi, and Shabbos, Kuflam, and Tess, is Mavur, that Be'etzem fringes in general that are not of mitzvah are bottle to beget. The only reason why tzitzis that are puzzle, that are masay on Shabbos, Taisus learns there and Rabbi Bishayim learned there, is because it's daite l'saknam, because he's going to fix it after Shabbos to make it back kosher. But ba'ifin, like you have tchelis, that nobody's going to fix it, we don't have tchelis b'zman hazeh, it's going to stay that way, then it's bottled to the beggar, and even if there's no kiyum mitzvah, it's bottled to the beggar, like any other fringes on the beggar, that's the Rosh's tain and tshuva. Mele says the whole cheshbon is not a cheshbon. The Masri and Shabbos is only ba'ifin, that's daite l'saknam. Nidin comes up again when you have a talus, which is a suffix, if it has a kashir, a small talus, suffix if it has a kashir, if you have to be choshish on Shabbos, not to wear it, because the shail of masay, or you say, since it's not daite l'saknay, because monofshach, if it doesn't have a shir, it's potter from tzitzis, if it has a shir, it has tzitzis, so then there's no problem with masay b'Shabbos. Yidachis, if you name one like this shita of the Maram, and smash like that in Ramban and Mochamas, and Bamemadlikin, that any chutin that are not ba'ifin mitzvah are not bottled to the beged, and that beged doesn't have a shear, would have the same problem. Mr. Shem will speak more on this parichas, and the sugya on daf membeis, the talus cotton, the shear talus cotton. More continues, Omer Mashar Shiaim on the Tzairei Lime, if someone ties up his beged, or more goes Vaitaim on the Chayte Lime, if he sews up the beged, Tais brings two pshatim from Rashi for discussing here, if making it into a balas, making it not be a balas talat kamfis anymore, or we're talking about changing the mokum of the keren. Tais has a kasha from the sugya and afim alef, and Tais is mevaya that you have to be mechalik between when you're being mafkiyat from being a talat kamfis. That's what the Gemara is talking about by us, and the Gemara mem alef is talking about when you're changing the mokum where the corners of the beged is. Mr. Shem on the sugya and Afan Aleph will be ma'irich in this svaros of the achreinim, what's the chilek between the two. Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara discusses if someone's tzitzis on nifsak on Shabbos and he's in a karmelis, if he's mechuyev to be poshet the beged, because now that the tzitzis were nifsak, it's a tzor, it's a masri on Shabbos, it's being oivis a Shabbos, but to karmelis is a drabonon. Covered a bris is the ichis of drabonon, so mainly he won't have to be poshut at the beged or to cover a bris. The famous Mordechai here in some tough kuf mem dalit, and the Mordechai brings a psak from a shleima that someone that doesn't have his tzitzis became nifsal on Shabbos, he's not allowed to wear that beged on Shabbos because he's over say he's wearing dalit kamfas without tzitzis, and on Shabbos he can't fix the tzitzis. And over say he's wearing dalit kamfas without tzitzis. The Mordechai says, "Hey Shivri, the lesik the much b'shmeitzin." Brings a raya from our Gemara, not that way. And the Gemara says the wadoichir a iser karmelus drabonon, and the person is allowed to wear the tzitzis in the karmelus, even though it's a tzor. Wear the tzitzis that are posel. Frekteri, that's good for the iser karmelus. That's drabonon. What about the iser deraisa of wearing a begadal kamfas blay tzitzis? Zokteri, you see from this Gemara, you said there's no iser to wear dalat kamfas without tzitzis. It's a mitzvah say that when a person wears dalat kamfas, he has a mitzvah say to put tzitzis on them. And b'meila on Shabbos, when it's not shayich, ateinu yochel, so he's not over the mitzvah say, he's not being mevatel the mitzvah say, because right now he can't put tzitzis on it. Shaykir, if you would say like the Ben Shloima, that there's an iser to wear dalat kamfas without tzitzis, Zakhtari, how could you be over that Issa because of the heter of Kavra Briyas, which is only Daicha Issa Rabbanon? Chroinim ask on the Mordechai that the Emes is in the Sugim Brachas, the Sugim of Kavra Briyas. The Gemara comes out that even Issa, the Reis is Nidchev, is Beshev Altasa, as long as not Bekum Vasei. So what's the Reis Taina that he's being over? The Issa Tzitzis, wearing a Dal Kampas without Tzitzis. And it's their Isa, even if it's their Isa, it could be Nidcha B'Shev Al Tasa. Our Tzachayim from the Malbim over here says that Skufa, the Mordechai held that Skufa totally in the same Shaila, that according to Rabbeinu Shloima, that it's an Isa to wear Dalat Kamfas B'Lei Tzitzis. It's not called that he's being over B'Shev Al Tasa, it's called that he's being over B'Kum Vasei, that he's doing a Levisha of Dalat Kamfas without Tzitzis. And Hashem Kein, according to the Ri, that it's just a bitul mitzvah say that the Torah is matil on a person to put tzitzis on the dal kamfis of a beggar that he wears with dal kamfis. So then it's takashav al tasa. But the kash is b'nei bay that according to the Rash, that it's iser, then it's kumva say, savaita, what's the gemara's heter of kavod abrius? Shagas Aryeh and Simon Lamed Beis brings the Tosis Nivomis Taf Tzadi. The Gemara Nivomis is talking the Sugya Yesh Koyach Beat Chom Laka Dovim and Atayra. And the Gemara comes out that Rabbanon only Oike Dovim and Atayra B'Shev Al Tasa and not B'Kum Vasei. Chom and not Oike something to go ahead and be over on Mashakosa B'Tayra B'Kum Vasei. The Tosis asks the Kasha that the Gemara says later Sadim B'Tzitzis Chom Patid Sadim from Tzitzis. The Gemara says different Tzvoras what the Gzeira was. Like upon him, it's Mechuyiv and Tzitzis with their Eisa, with their Bonin, they parted from Tzitzis. In fact, Tosfos, how could they go and be Oiker, Bekum Vasei? The person's putting on the beggar, he's being over be a Dayim on Mitzvah Tzitzis. He's putting on a beggar, Dal Kamfas, without Tzitzis. Tosfos answers that Shas, you're not Mechuyiv, Shas, he's putting it on. You're only Nischayiv after he's Nisativ. Tosfos says, Ksuscha is Mashma. A beggar that you're wearing. The Torah is saying a beggar that you're wearing, you should put tzitzis on. The mele, the chiv only comes after he's wearing it already. Since the chiv is only after he's wearing it already, so he's being over b'shev al tasa. There was no issu with the kumva say when he put the beggar on. At that point, he wasn't mechuyiv yet. The issu is only after he's wearing it. The chiv only comes after he's wearing it. The mele, at that point, b'shev al tasa. With this, he's not taking it off. The Torah goes ahead and asks from Klayim, a Levish Begat Klayim, that we find that it's called a Kumva Sei, this day doesn't take the shatness off. Tais Mechalik, that by Klayim was really the Chiyuv, the Isser already was B'Shas Talvisha, he just wasn't aware of the Klayim yet. Shaking over here, the Chiyuv wasn't Chal yet till later. So it sounds like Tais is Danning, if they're not being Poshered, it's called Kumva Sei, Shev Al Tasa, that's what he's asking from Klayim, because all he's doing here is not being poshered because he was first in the Nischayiv after he's wearing it. Before he's wearing it, he wasn't in the Nischayiv yet in the midst of Tzitzis. The Shagas Aryeh asks that L'chayre, the Ri in Tosfos Nivomis Tiyah Daf Tzadi is a steerer to this Ri in the Mordechai, because according to the Mordechai, the Teretz of Tosfos is poshered, that you can't say he's being over B'Kum Vasei, because there's no Isser to wear Dalat Kamfas without Tzitzis. The Teretz was Mitzavah to put Tzitzis on a beggar Shadal Kamfas. He's being mevatel that mitzvah by the lack of being mekayim, of putting tzitzis on the Dal Kamfas. Mele, it's poshut, that's a shev al tasa. You don't need to use this whole shayla of when he's neschayev, before the levisha or after the levisha. So the Shagas Aryeh says that tzitzis is a steerer to the Mordechai, and it's a steerer in the Ri, how to learn. The emes is in the tzitzis rosh there, in Yivomis, it's mashma, the tzitzis means to say exactly what the Mordechai is saying. He's not saying something else. Not like the Shagas Aryeh understands the Tosfos that the person's only Nischayev later. The Shagas Aryeh goes ahead and says it's negay to when to make the bracha. There has to be oivel asiyoson. Shaila when the chiyuv is chal. If the chiyuv is chal after he's wearing the beged or before he puts on the beged. That's what he learns the need in the Tosfos when he's Nischayev. The Tosfos Rosh sounds like Tosfos Teretz is goof like the Mordechai. The Tosfos is saying that there's no iser on the Levisha. It's just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh. And Memele Tos Rosh Taka says there, Mikan Hoyer Ritzbo, that's mutter to be misatif b'Shabbos and a beggar she'en b'tzitzis, because there's no aveir in the levisha. It's a mitzvah to put on. Because she'en b'yodai, he doesn't have to put on. M'chonon and Kovitz Aorus and Simon Memches has a riches there. What's the gather of oynis and pekuach nefesh by mitzvahs? But koch nefesh, he dons if it's a heter or it's just a ptur. The oynis is meirich to be mvar there. The oynis is just a ptur. It's not the pshat. The person's not a bar chiyuva, but even when he's a oynis, and he asks from this Mordechai that the Mordechai says his mutter lulbish talis blei tzitzis on Shabbos because he's onus. He can't put the tzitzis on Shabbos. In fact, the bachanan tzarchiin kiven the onus bar chiyuvu. So why should it be Geirim himself, be a Dayim, to get into an oinus, to machnas himself into an oinus? It's not the pshat, it's mutter b'chei gavna. Oinus is a bar chiyuva. So he shouldn't put on the beggar, don't be machnas himself to the oinus. He brings from Shleim Ege and Gilead Shulchan Aruch, asks on the Mordechai, that it says that on Yontif, where you can't do Kisi Adam because there's an Isra on the offer, then a person's not allowed to Shecht on Yontif. In fact, just like over here, you say he puts on the talis, even though he knows he's not going to be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis, because on Shabbos he can't be Mekayim with his oinus. So why don't you say the same thing over there? You should be allowed to go ahead and Shecht. When it comes to Kisi Adam, he's oinus on the mitzvah Kisi Adam. Why is that a reason to stop him from Shechting according to the Mordechai? The emesis, the Shagasari in the Tshuva says that there's a raya gedoyla to the Mordechai from the fact, from every tzitzis that we wear, we wear tzitzis, we're only lovin without tchelis, even though we're being mevatel, the mitzvah is tchelis, the mitzvah saved tchelis, because we hold tchelis in a makevis a lovin, there's still a key mitzvah with the lovin. B'lachayra, the kasha is, how can a person put on the beged? He puts on the beged, he's being over isra say, he's being mevatel, the mitzvah tchelis, ma'ish not a mitzvah tchelis, or a mitzvah tzitzis, the mitzvah lovin. It should be also to put on a beged of dalat kamfis. If someone's in a situation that doesn't have tchelis, now for pikin zokta shaygasayi, we see we put on the beged. Elamai is mavur like the Mordechai. Like the Mordechai says by Shabbos, that there's no issur levishas habeged. A person has a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah asay mutal on him to put tzitzis on his dalat kamfis. It's not biyodei to be mekayin the mitzvah asay, so you can't be mekayin the mitzvah asay. Like the Mordechai gives the marshal, a person has a mitzvah to put on a mezuzah on a bayis. Like the Mordechai otu, if a person can't get a mezuzah, you can say it's also for him to live in a bias. He said, there's no such din. So mitzvah say it's mutl on him. If you can't do the mitzvah say, you can't do the mitzvah say. So here too, there's no issur to do the levisha because that levisha is mechayiv and to put dalat kamfis. There's a mitzvah on someone that's levish that he has to have tzitzis on his dalat kamfis. But that doesn't mean that there's any din not to do the levisha because of that. It's a chiv mitzvah. And if he can be mekayim dechiv, he's mechuyif to mekayim it. And if he's not mekayim, he's mevatel mitzasei. If he can't be mekayim dechiv, he can't be mekayim dechiv.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daven shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.